Leadership is all about influence. Good leadership is all about making a positive impact. You're welcome once again to the Transformational Leadership Series with TM, and today we're going to be looking into a very important topic. Three major secrets of making a positive impact in your leadership sphere. A leader that will be remembered, a leader that would always be in our mind, is a leader that have made a positive impact. Try to look back. How many names of leaders can you remember? You would notice that you can remember them because they made a positive impact in your life. And I give you three secrets that can also help you to also start making a positive impact. Number one is modeling. Modeling a very good example. Abraham Lincoln once said, the best way to make a positive impact is by traveling it yourself. When we make a good example, when we model the right attitude to making a good example, we successfully make a positive impact. Because modeling an example is quite more effective than a multiple thousand of words. I could say several things, it could pass through your ear and go the next. But if I model it for you to see, it sticks in your heart, it sticks in your subconscious. So modeling a good example is an effective way to making a positive impact. So as emerging leaders, as developing leaders, model a good example. I give an example with King David in the Bible. King David was able to make a positive impact in his leadership sphere because he was able to model a good example. The Bible did record that the children of Israel during the reign of King David all served God wholeheartedly. Why were they able to serve God wholeheartedly? That's because King David successfully modeled a good example of serving God himself for his followers to be able to see. So when we model a very good example, we are sure to make a positive impact. And when we don't model a good example, we are sure to make a negative impact. If a particular situation is put up before us as leaders and we handle it in the way that everybody can see, automatically we have successfully done one thing. We have successfully allowed the next person to see the way we handle it, and he too will handle it that same way, and the next person handle it that same way, and the next person handle it that same way. So it's either we are spreading negativity or we are spreading positivity. So modeling a very good example is a very good way to making a positive impact. My next point would be management. Ability to discern, ability to know, ability to be able to train, ability to be able to implement different styles depending on your leadership sphere to be able to make do of a positive impact. Now, one of the few ingredients that is making our world continually crumble is because humans have failed to manage. Once we can successfully manage, we successfully will make a positive impact. After Saul ruled in Israel, it was obvious he had made some mistakes, thereby leading others to make a wrong mistake. He has modeled wrongly, and everybody was about living their life as they would like it until David came into play. And King David was successfully able to manage the situation, be able to discern what to do or what not to do, who to do a particular thing and who not to do a particular thing. And as a result, he was able to make a positive impact in his leadership sphere. So management is a very key thing that majorly, most times, are always overlooked in the place of leadership. So I said my first point is that we must model a good example. My second point is that we must manage everything around our sphere of influence. for us to make a positive impact. And the last thing I would be saying is the place of memories. Memories. Now, try to look at it. Majorly, you have that memory of that particular person that has made a very positive impact in your life. And not only do you have a memory of who the person is, you have a memory of what the person did. So as a developing leader, you must understand that you need to make lasting memories in the heart of your followers, in the heart of those under your influence. What do I mean by memories? Memories are certain things you do. Memories are certain things you say. Memories are certain things that you adapt around you that makes everyone around you to see and say and put in their consciousness to be able to remember anytime a particular thing like that comes to play. When the children of Israel were crossing the Jordan Sea to Jericho, Joshua put some certain stones in the middle of the river. Now, why did he create this memory? He created this memory so that the children of Israel, whenever they are having to pass through the Jordan River again, will remember that the God of Israel at a time saved them for a particular battle and won that battle with them. As leaders, we must create lasting memories, lasting pictures that would always be in the consciousness of our followers. When we do certain things, it always serves as a remembrance to us. Many of us would be able to give a big reference to the likes of Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King, Dangote, because they've been able to make a positive impact in our economy, in our political system, and they created some memories that are worthy of emulation. The certain times where Nelson Mandela was being put in the prison and has said different things that we have looked at, oh wow, what a great leader he is. Created a memory that till today we are still having in our subconscious. The likes of Kenneth Hagin made some positive impacts in the body of Christ, thereby creating wonderful memories that once we even remember the memories, it leads us even to the place of prayer. Leads us even to the place of studying our Bibles. Now that's because these leaders have been able to understand these three key things: modeling a good example, managing, and creating good lasting memories. I'm very sure that if you can put these three key things into the place of making a positive impact in your leadership sphere, you would be able to start being successful in the place of impacting. Thank you very much for listening. I'll definitely have your questions rolling. I'll definitely have all your suggestions and contributions rolling, and I'll definitely reply you. Thank you very much for listening. You are welcome once again, and we adore and appreciate every step you take into listening to the Transformational Leadership Series with TM. God bless you.